Hello.
Hey, Howard.
Hey.
Hey, Howard. How are we doing today? This is John with Local Splash.
Hey, John.
Hey. I got a message from Nicole earlier. She basically didn't want us to call you guys, but they were calling you guys mainly just to complete your client interview. We still haven't got through that portion yet.
I want a website. I paid for a website.
That's right. You did, but we got to know how you want that site to look in order to build it, right? So that's why we need to talk to you guys. We need to set this appointment and get through it.
And when we're done building the site, I want to buy it from you.
That's fine.
Okay.
But while you're using our services, we're not charging you anything for it, Howard.
I doubt that. My services. I'm using your services.
That's what I meant. Like, you signed up with us. The part of the package deal is the website's included already. So we're not charging anything for the site. But that's why we've been calling you. And Nicole's like, stop calling us. Just send us the questions in an email. And we're like, okay, but we still got to talk to you. You know, like I told you, you're the boots on the ground. You're the guy that's going to be able to tell us, these are the kind of jobs I want. These are the kind of jobs I don't want. This is how I want the site to look. This is how I don't want it to look. I want it to say this and not this because I want to make sure that we're not misrepresenting you or bringing the wrong type of jobs in, you know? So that's really what they're following up about, is so that we can move forward and build all this stuff.
Yeah, but that's a whole other package that I don't want. I just want the website, and I'll manage it myself.
Well, that's fine. You can do that, too. The website is just something we do as a part of the service. The service is really about getting you guys jobs, qualified leads.
Yeah, well, my wife's not interested. So I said, well, I paid for the website. We'll take the website. She can manage it herself since she doesn't want to. We just got ripped off. You're in a widely scamming occupation.
I can understand that. I remember you guys were having a bad experience when I first...
A couple times, yeah.
Yeah, when I first talked to you and Nicole, and I remember sending over all that stuff with the FTC and kind of guiding you through how to get out of that. And I remember before you guys signed up with me, you said you'd gotten rid of those guys, but I think you're still maybe going through some of that process, but...
We had to give up our main credit card because there's no way out of it besides closing that. And then they're even known for finding your bank and getting another credit card number. How that's possible, I don't know. You guys got resources, man.
No,
you work for Google, you got shit going on.
No, that's highly illegal. They shouldn't be collecting an account and routing number, and you should never give out an account and routing number. That'd be the only way. If you shut the card down and they're still in there, but, you know, if you went to your bank and told them to stop the transactions when you canceled the card from that company, then those transactions should be done. I mean, it would literally be impossible. So I know you had those troubles.
The website's full of those things.
I hear you.
It's possible.
Only speak for Local Splash, though, Howard, and our company.
Yeah.
You know, we've been around for 21 years. We're right next to Google. I remember talking to you guys, and I know the experience that you were having with them, and I also understand.
Well, building a building, I live next to a farm, but I'm not a farmer. You're built next to them. That doesn't mean anything to me.
No,
Are you affiliated with them?
Yes. It's all
okay,
over our
site. That's the word you want to use.
Yeah, no. What it really is we're a premier Google partner. So it's as close as a business owner like yourself can get to working with Google directly is the premier Google partners. So when you're talking to us, the calls are recorded by Google. They oversee our operations. When you sign up and like when I collect the payment, like Nicole's almost incriminated you, by the way, because it's like they have recordings of where I'm collecting the payment. You're telling me it's all good. Don't worry about it. And then she's coming back going, I never authorized this transaction. This is illegal. I'm the owner of the company. And now it looks like Howard fraudulently ran a transaction, not us. The only way we got the card was to get it read to us through the phone by somebody else that authorized it, you know?
Right.
So I'm trying to get her to stray away from doing that, but we're also
stray away from being so aggressive.
Yeah, she's pretty aggressive. She's pretty aggressive. The guys that work for me here, they get it like a little like, oh, what's going on? You know, every time she says something, it sets off this red flag of like, what happened? She's using really crazy, words of, you stole from me almost, you know, and Google sees
that. Right.
Sees that. And so I'm sitting here going.
Oh, there are the key words. They love that shit.
Yeah, well. What we're trying to do with this interview is fulfill our end. What you signed up for is to be a Google guaranteed contractor, which means that that means that Nicole and you are going through a background check with Google, and they're going to guarantee you to the community. They're basically telling the community that you've been a vetted contractor, and the community can go ahead and hire you guys with confidence. And that's a different listing than anybody else you see on the first page of Google has. The Google Guarantee Contractors, if you look up General Contractor Yorkhaven, PA, they're the very first guys at the top of the screen. They say Google Guaranteed with a badge and a check mark, you know?
Right.
So you're talking about going through this. That's what you signed up for. Right?
Right.
But we're going, hey, we need to build this website.
I thought I was signing up for a website.
The website doesn't make any money.
$250 was for a website, the other $250 was for something else.
No, nope, that's not how it is. It's in writing. We sent it to you when you signed up. So $250.
Yeah, that's what you said.
No, that's not what I said. The call's recorded, and it's sent to you in writing. So it's $250 is the application fee and background check for Google Guarantee.
Okay.
You guys are doing pay per lead, but you have to pass the background check first.
Okay.
The website is something that we included as a part of the service, right? And then the monthly service charge was $199.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to pass the background check.
Well, right. So this is where we had Nicole as the owner, who is supposed to fill out the form. But when we're calling Nicole to get the form filled out, build your website, do this stuff, she's freaking out. Send me an email. Stop calling me. I understand. And the whole point of having a team of people here like this is so Google can make it so your guys' life is less stressful. But in order for us to make it less stressful and to get you those customers and that they're guaranteeing to you and to put you up there on that first page, we got to have at least the cooperation from you guys through the setup process so we can get it all up and running. Once it's all up and running, it's just answering the phone calls and taking care of people, get good reviews, which I'm sure you guys could do anyway, right? You've already been doing that.
Well, I've done it my whole life with – basically word of mouth. I mean, I was just trying to solidify just roofing jobs.
Yeah.
Because that's where my money's at. I don't like all this, you know, siding and other BS.
We got you. That's not a problem. But you got to understand, we're using Google. We're using Google Guarantee. We're using Facebook and Facebook ads. We're building a website for you. So these are all the tools we're using to get you those roofing leads, to get you those phone calls from those people who are actively searching for a trusted roofing contractor. We're building all that credibility, building the website, showing off your work, letting them know your license, let them know you're insured, so that way they feel comfortable even reaching out to you in the first place. You get what I'm saying?
I hear you.
So we got to build those things. Right now, you look for a roofer in Yorkhaven, you have 0% chance of getting that person that's looking for a roofer online in Roofhaven. We
got
to fix that. So that's what we're trying to solve here. That's what you paid us to solve here. But we need to be able to sit down with you and do the interview. And if Nicole's got to be the one to pass the background check, then we're going to need her cooperation and to go through the background check with her to get you there. Once you're past the background check, I'm telling you, it's smooth sailing. It's really a matter of answering the qualified leads we're bringing in. Now, with the kind of work that you do, sure, you've spent $500 with us. I'm sure next month if you spend $500, but you just landed a $10,000, $15,000 roof job, you're not going to care anymore or be questioning our credibility as a company, right?
What's it going to actually cost to advertise with all these tools that you're using?
What's it
going to cost me a month? Because I read the contract, and there's a half a dozen things in there. Cost this, cost that, cost that.
That's only if you cancel and you say, hey, I want to keep these things. Then they have buyout options on keeping things like the website. That's what I was telling you in the beginning of the call. When you signed up with me, I included all these things at no extra cost in that agreement. But the agreement's also outlining, hey, if you cancel but want to keep this stuff, it's going to cost you this much, right? So what I told you when you signed up is that it's a $250 application fee for Google Guarantee and background check. I sent that over.
Right,
we're waiting on Nicole for that. Then it's $249 right. per month for the website, for the Facebook ads, for the local SEO, which is the local search engine optimization on Google. That'll help bring traffic, help bring visibility. Now, when you want to start getting the guaranteed leads, you tell us when you're ready. They're going to charge you a 13 lead balance. So they're going to charge you $768, but they're guaranteeing you 13 leads. These leads are handed off to you live with the customer on the line, and you and Nicole have to accept them in order to get charged for it. So if you don't accept them or say it's unqualified for any reason, you're not going to be charged for those leads. It's a literal guarantee. It's a Google guarantee that's designed to generate a guarantee for your business, for your marketing budget. So
right.
That's how the billing breaks down. The monthly
now,
cost.
What if I just want to have you guys build my website and put it somewhere near the top of the list and I manage the calls.
That's what this is. You can manage the calls if you want. If you don't want to have us pre-screen the calls for you, we could have them just call you directly through Google Guarantee. But the guaranteed leads, the only way to get it to the top as a number one option and to have guaranteed leads is this.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to tell you is we're literally doing it. Like, it's as close as you can get to working with Google directly. We're going, hey, these people are darn near computer illiterate, so we're going to hold your hand and do every single part of it. But
right.
the only part we need is to talk to you. And we're calling
right.
you, and Nicole's going, nah, don't call me. You know, and we're like, what? You know, like.
Right. I'm married to that girl. Can you know
I know.
That?
She's a gem.
man, what a chump.
Yeah, but we just need to get through this part of it, Howard. And I'm telling you, once you're on the other side of it, like if you're going through 13 leads and you have 6 or 7 roof jobs or 10 roof jobs, you're not going to give a crap about any of this stuff. You're going to say, hey, it's well worth it. But if we can't get to that point, then now you're having these questions. I don't know if it's a legitimate company. We got ripped off before. We're hesitant. I heard all that before you even signed up with me. I sat down with you guys and went over that. So we're trying to move forward here to fulfill. You've already paid for it. We want to fulfill what you paid for. We want to build the site. We want to get the background check done. We want to put you in position to start making money and start getting phone calls. Get these roof jobs coming in. We're at peak season right now. The last thing I want to do is waste the next 4 weeks waiting for paperwork and for Nicole to answer the phone to go through a background check. All the jobs and contracts are floating out the window every day.
So it's going to be 700 some bucks for 13 leads.
Yeah, but after you pass the background check, we need to pass the background check, build your site. We got to do all that stuff first. So right now, my goal in this conversation is I need to set up a time, and you got to get on Nicole to make sure that we do this, or you can have her just fill out the form if she doesn't want to talk, and we could talk to you. But
let's talk.
Well, I got to have you. Yeah, no, we got a technician, so I can ask if they could take a live call, but you're supposed to set an appointment because We have an actual rep at Google that's supposed to be interviewing you. And you guys are blowing off these calls. And I'm setting up these calls with this guy, you know? It's a very busy guy.
I understand. I'm a busy guy, too.
I know you are, brother. And we're going to make you more busy. I don't mean to get hasty with you, but I don't.
My wife's the one that doesn't want to be busy. That's the problem. This is all overwhelming to her. And I'm trying to get to a place where she doesn't have to do shit, but.
Yes. Yes. We will get you there. But she does have to do SHIT in the beginning. We need the cooperation here in the beginning.
I gotcha. I'm working on her, and she actually filled some of it out. And I guess she didn't finish it, but
that's
she's
okay.
Working on it.
Tell her to take her time, as long as she's working on it. But now we need to talk to you as far so that we could get the website, the Facebook, the Google business profile, that other stuff that you're paying for going.
Okay.
So when can I get you? It's fine if she's got to fill out the application on her own. That's good. But we need to interview you. You're the boots on the ground. You're the guy that's actually going to be taking these jobs. I don't want to waste your time or somebody who's looking for a roofer's time by connecting the two of you if we find out something in the first 30 seconds where it's not a good fit, we'll identify it.
All right. Well, you're on the West Coast. You're 3 hours behind me, so
we're here to work for you, Howard. Anytime between 10 and 7.
Right. Well, let's make it late then, if that's the case.
Go 6 and 7 tomorrow.
6 and 7 tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll answer the spoofed Bonneville phone number.
I'll shoot you a text message reminder prior to the call, and I could put a security question down if you want them to verify a security question too.
No, I'm not interested in all that.
Okay. Well, just to make sure you know you got the right people, you know. Sorry to turn all Nicole on you, but I feel like it, I needed to express the urgency of this.
And unfortunately, she was raised in that type of vocabulary. That's how they communicate in her family.
None of them
get along, and I somehow married her.
Yeah,
and,
sounds like me and my family, you know, me and the CEO, they say, man, you're great at talking with people, but you're so, like, you're so blue collar. You're so opposite of a white collar. And I go, yeah, that's why, because everybody I talk to is a blue collar business owner, and you guys all want to do this formal white collar thing, and they decided one day that they don't want to work for a white collar guy, that they're going to take their blue collar self and go start their own company, but they still need our help.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
So that's what I do, you know. So
I'm not afraid to admit it.
I'm not afraid to admit it either. I told him the same thing. I go, look, yeah, I talk blue collar. You might not like it, but at the end of the day, it makes money. It helps the business owner and it helps Google, doesn't it? And he's like, yeah. Well, then if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'll see you tomorrow.
Right now.
Yeah. All right, I got you locked in for tomorrow, Howard, between 6 and 7. We're going to call you directly on this number.
And I'll tell Nick to finish up that.
Yeah, if she doesn't want to talk to us, she doesn't have to. I know she's mad. She feels like you went behind her back and I helped you go behind her back.
She's mad all the time. No, it's not me. It's not today. She's just mad all the time.
I hear you. Well... let her know then we won't bug her then, you know. I won't have them dialing her phone. We'll talk to you when we need to talk, and then the paperwork stuff I've already sent over to her. She's just got to fill that out and get it back to us as soon as she can.
All right. Sounds good.
Howard. All right, let's get through this. Let's make some money.
All right, let's do it.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Later.
Bye.